I know it's going to be cold over here, so I got to spend a little extra time warming up. But I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Have they given you any sort of pitch count or anything in that regard to, you know, kind of limit your time but also still push you?
Of course. I mean, I think my first few starts are going to be very limited, probably 3 or 4 innings for, you know, this first month, just so I have a lot of innings at the end of the season just in case the team makes the playoffs and different things.
I saw a start about your last start
in spring, and you sounded really pleased with how things went.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
why were you?
I mean, why wouldn't I be pleased? 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs. Felt like I was back to my old self. I had 4 strikeouts, and, you know, I was feeling good. So I took a lot of positives out of that.
At what point did you feel like you had the full velocity in your fastball back?
Well, don't believe what the TV says, because it wasn't 97 miles per hour. I wish I could take credit for it, but it was 92-94, which I usually am. So we'll just stay right there. Don't try to do too much, but I'm really, really proud of that outing.
How do you feel your mechanics are at right now? Because, I mean, again, taking that year off completely and then coming back from the injury, do you feel like your mechanics are where you want it to be? Or is that still something you're looking to improve on?
Oh, I feel my mechanics are better than they were before I got injured. I know my body a lot better now, and I've actually changed a few things in my mechanics, so I feel pretty comfortable doing it right now.
I've talked to a lot of guys over the years that have come back from serious injury. The word that comes kind of sums mine is monotony. Of coming back, was that the case, and how hard was it to keep your eye on the apple out there, getting back to this point?
The eye was always on the prize, and that's to come back and help the team win, and actually, you know, pitch back in the big leagues. But you know, it is very monotonous. You do the same thing every day. You go to rehab, you run, you work out. It's one of those things where you just tell yourself every day, all that hard work you put in is going to pay off at the end.
Even at last outing that you were talking about. How difficult is it to take it one day at a time, knowing that you're in AAA, you've seen the big show, now you're trying to work to get back to that goal? I mean, is that difficult?
Oh, it's humbling is what it is. You know, no spot is for sure. You got to come back down here. You got to work hard, and you got to prove that you're a major league pitcher again. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
How fun is this to get going for real on Thursday again, just for you personally, just getting back on the field?
It's great. I missed a lot of time, so for me, I'm really looking forward to getting back out there, and I pitch Sunday, so for me, that's marked on my calendar. That's a big step for me. It's a milestone. Just looking forward to getting out there and finally, you know, getting it done and over with.
Obviously, the goal is to get back up to the big club, but what's the focus for you now and the goals that you guys have right now?
The focus for me is, one, stay healthy, and two, you know, get comfortable on the mound again. I just feel like myself out there, just pitch with no limitations and no restrictions.
As far as getting comfortable out there and staying healthy, that's probably a mindset that takes a little time to find that level of comfort, right?
Of course. You know, there's times where you go out there and your arm doesn't feel the same as it used to. Sometimes you don't get loose as quick. Or sometimes you get too loose, and all of a sudden you feel like you're throwing a million miles an hour. You don't know where it's going. So there's a fine line. You just you need to focus and get in tune with your body and know that you're just fine.